It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent the burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ now for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line. Coming up
on the Money Beat podcast, trends that you should be keeping an eye on in 2016 and the M&A market.
Spend lots of time on your device, then spend some of that time with us. WSJ Podcasts, the sound of success. Now, Money Beat.
Eric Holm, Chelsea Delaney, and Paul Vigna back with you. You know, really interesting. I mean, we talk about the capital markets all the time, and because it's also dominated by the stock market, people think the stock market is the entire thing. Stock market is not the entire capital markets. Mergers and acquisitions, initial public offerings, these are things that really matter to how corporations are structured and set up and how they move. And they were very interesting years. M&A and IPO, I think, had pretty diametrically opposite years.
Going in absolutely different directions.
Yeah.
This was Chelsea, help me out here. What was the final tally that we were looking at?
We're looking at about $5 trillion in M&A volume.
Which blew the record out of the water.
Yeah, I think the previous record was 2007 when there had been about $4.6 trillion in M&A volume. I mean, we had two $100 billion plus deals this year. Those are massive deals. And there were, I think, around 10, $50 billion plus deals.
And I think that a lot of these deals to me seemed to be, it wasn't the kind of thing where it was the two groups of executives come together and, oh my God, these synergies are so great and this company is going to be the greatest thing in the world and we're so excited about it. Whether or not those things all come true or not, you know, they usually try to spin these things as this is the greatest thing that has ever happened in the history of mankind, this merger is. It seemed to me that this year a lot of these mergers were just like, well, there's some tax advantages. Well, there's some kind of, you know, corporate structure that'll look a little better and it makes a little sense. It just seemed like a lot of these deals were done not out of some great sense of what the future companies got. Some of them, and I'm blanking on them, you know, they literally were talking about how they're going to break the companies up as soon as they're talking about merging them.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these seem to be done just for strictly bookkeeping advantages.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely saw some interesting reasons for this consolidation. The tax advantages is still
right.
A big thing in versions. And it's sort of that's still sort of up in the air about how that's going to go forward, because Washington doesn't like it when a company is moving to Ireland for a lower tax rate. So sort of how that's going to play out is a big thing.
Right.
And that was sort of a big
Pfizer
reason for the Pfizer.
One on that.
Pfizer-Allergan deal. And that was also a company that's a $150 billion deal. And so after that, they're thinking of breaking up. And then Dow DuPont was the other one that says we're going to merge and then we're going to split into three.
Right. Not just two, three.
Yeah. Three separate companies. There were definitely some interesting reasons for that.
And I think this is what happens when this is the logical culmination of the last several years, where the market's going up and up and up. So the currency that they have with their stock is they have a lot of money to spend in terms of the value of their stock, and they have a big cash. They don't know how to deploy the cash on their balance sheets. So for one reason or the other, people aren't investing organically in growth, so in research and development is one area or whatever. So instead, they engineer a way to get bigger or a way to sort of streamline, you know, the balance sheet.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you look at another,
and that's not all deals, but it's certainly characteristic of a lot of what we saw in the biggest deals.
And you look at, you know, another aspect of this whole thing, the IPO market. Is that a matter of, you know, and I think this has been a growing trend that the companies, they're not the sort of the glow of being a publicly traded company, I think, is just not what it used to be.
especially since you can get so much money, or until recently, you could do so well raising money in sort of the pre-IPO funding rounds.
Right.
And now sort of that's been tested. The people who were willing to pay that much in the private rounds, it's not sort of being borne out in the IPO market these days. And that's why one of the reasons people are so wary of IPOs.
Yeah. All of which means that these are trends that you should be keeping an eye on in 2016.
Yeah, that's certainly true.
All right. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at WSJ.com/podcasts.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.